It's election day in Lansing, where voters will choose a new mayor for the first time in 12 years. The race to replace Virge Bernero as mayor in Lansing comes to a head today, with State Representative Andy Shore and City Council at-large member Judy Brown Clark hoping to win the top job. There also are City Council elections in Lansing. At-large seats will go to the top two vote-getters from four candidates, incumbent Kathy Dunbar, and challengers Peter Spadafore, Guillermo Lopez, and Kyle Bowman. In Ward 2, Councilmember Tina Houghton faces Jeremy Garza. Newcomers Brian T. Jackson and James McClurkin are vying for the 4th Ward seat. City Clerk Chris Swope is opposed by Jeremy Claiborne III in his bid for re-election. Also on the ballot in Lansing is a measure authorizing the sale of the Cooley Hayes House. There's a county-wide proposal in Ingham County establishing separate tax limitations for the county, townships, and the intermediate school district. And in Mason, there's a school bonding proposal. Two measures on the ballot in East Lansing are meant to address the city's $190 million budget shortfall. One would create an income tax in the city for the first time. Residents would pay 1%, while non-residents who work in East Lansing would pay one-half of 1%. For homeowners, the income tax would be offset to a degree by the other proposal if both pass. It would cut property taxes from about 17.5 mils to 12.5 mils. City officials hope both measures are approved. Two city council seats are also up for grabs, and incumbents Susan Woods and Ruth Beyer hope to stay. There's one challenger, Aaron Stevens. In Eaton County, there's a 911 surcharge on the ballot. If passed, there would be a surcharge of up to $1.75 per month on landline, VoIP, and wireless services to pay for the emergency dispatch radio system from next July 1st through the end of 2021. You can vote until 8 o'clock tonight. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.